This is Akashwani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. India has achieved the highest ever growth in indigenous defence production during the financial year 2023-24 since the launch of the Make in India initiative, reaching a record 1,27,000 crore rupees. The value of defence production has surged 174%, increased from 46,429 crore in 2014-15. The Defence Ministry said, once dependent on foreign suppliers, the country now stands as a rising force in indigenous manufacturing, shaping its military strength through homegrown capabilities. The BJP-led government in Delhi will present the budget for the financial year 2025-26 in the Assembly today. The budget will be discussed in the House tomorrow. After the discussion, the budget will be passed in the Assembly the next day. We have more from our correspondent.
The 5-day Delhi Assembly session began yesterday with the Controller and Auditor General's report on the functioning of the Delhi Transport Corporation, DTC, presented in the House. The discussion on the CAG report will continue today as well. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta tabled the CAG report and announced that the Delhi government will bring a white paper on the tenure of the previous Aam Aadmi Party regime in the national capital. The report is expected to shed light on the financial and operational aspects of the DTC. She also said the economic survey will be tabled soon as audits in the different departments are still ongoing. This is Deepmala Kaushik, Akashwani News, Delhi.
A delegation of officials from the United States will visit India today for trade talks with Indian officials. The visit comes against the backdrop of U.S. President Donald Trump's plan to impose reciprocal tariffs on various countries, including India. This visit by U.S. trade officials gains significance as the tariffs are expected from April 2nd, raising concern among Indian exporters. As India and the U.S. engage in discussions to resolve tariff-related issues and finalize a framework for bilateral trade pact, India has a clear expectation that the Trump administration may exempt it from the proposed reciprocal tariffs. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has announced the completion of genome sequencing of 10,000 isolates of Mycobacterium tuberculosis, TB. Dr. Singh made this announcement while talking to media in New Delhi yesterday. The nationwide initiative is aimed at tackling drug resistance in TB by harnessing genomics and artificial intelligence.
उन्होंने ये तय किया कि 80% वो मॉर्टेलिटी कम करने में कामयाब रहें, ये उनका प्रयास रहेगा सन 2030 तक ट्यूबरक्लोसिस को लेकर के, और 90% इसकी मॉर्बिडिटी यानी कि प्रेवलेंस. और हमें इस बात की खुशी भी है और ये हमारे लिए एक चुनौती भी है कि प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने एक बहुत बड़ी जिम्मेवारी हम पर डाल करके ये तय किया कि हम 2025 के भीतर ही टीबी मुक्त भारत कायम करने में सफल हो पाएंगे.
The United Kingdom has imposed sanctions on 4 Sri Lankan nationals linked to human rights violations during Sri Lanka's civil war, which concluded in 2009. The sanctions, encompassing travel bans and asset freezes, target former senior Sri Lankan military commanders Shavendra Silva, Vasanta Karanagoda and Jagat Jayasurya. Sanctions are also placed on Vinayaka Murthy Muralidharan, also known as Karuna Amman, a former commander of the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam LTTE, who later led the paramilitary Karuna group aligned with the Sri Lankan military. In an effort to de-escalate tensions in the ongoing Gaza conflict, Egypt has put forward a new proposal aimed at restoring the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, according to reports. The Egyptian plan introduces a phased approach to hostage release and potential withdrawal, suggesting Hamas release 5 Israeli hostages each week. Under the proposed framework, Israel would implement the second phase of the ceasefire after the initial week of hostage releases. In football, the Indian national team will take on Bangladesh in the crucial third-round match of the AFC Asian Cup 2027 qualifiers at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Shillong, Meghalaya this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. The Blue Tigers are coming off a commanding 3-0 victory over the Maldives in an international friendly last Wednesday. The victory also marked India's first win under head coach Manohar Marquez. And that is the end of this news bulletin.